sure the job's done. I'ma stand here smoking my weed till the cops come. Few jeans and my watch on. And stop made the beat, so you know I think I got one. Online like a .com. Got everything you need plus love if you got none. Gotta make sure the job's done. 3, 2, 1. Peace YouTube. Welcome back
to Donko and D-Rick, the hippie show starring Spliff and Choon Choon. And before I get into it, man, y'all gonna see some changes coming with that real soon. You know what I mean? We said that in the beginning of the year, so just stay in tune and don't be shocked at all. You know what I'm saying? But we back at it.
No, do be shocked.
This should be episode...
Bow, it's a wowzer.
What's this, 318? 317? If I'm not mistaken, you know what I mean? But we back at it, man. Yeah, we are your hosts.
Is it 17? Might be 18. I mean, we here. Glad we watching. Glad y'all watching. Spliff is here. Choon Choon here.
Choon Choon. She's here.
And D-Reek and Hippie, the highest hippie in the room, of course. And we back at it, man. Like they said, episode 317. You know what I mean? What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling, man? What's going on? Holla at your boy.
I'm feeling good now after when that whole little...
What Spliff did to you?
What you did to me?
I ain't do nothing to nobody, y'all. Yeah, promise that, you. That, yeah,
that, yeah. It's that shit that I didn't like. Sleep came out to you. One. I was like, shit,
you know, she need to take her bias off of Virgos. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to, talk about it with somebody. You know what I'm saying?
I did.
Is that like a smoke cloud or is that like a spider's web? Damn, them niggas getting busy in my shit, right? That nigga was getting busy. He built the whole fortress. But, Choon Choon back, man. What up, Choonettes? You know what I mean? She been like two, three episodes, like 2 weeks. You know what I mean? What's good, Choon? You feeling good?
I'm feeling great.
That's what's up. That's what I like to hear. You know what I mean?
Yeah, how about outside today was 70 degrees. I was like, what?
Niggas ain't know how to act. You know what I'm saying?
I still dressed with my sweater because I'm not trying to play that.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I saw this white girl out there walking her dog with a fucking wife beater and some shorts. I was like, all right, I see you.
That's how you feeling.
That's all right. Get sick tomorrow. Gonna be 30 degrees right again. It's gonna be snowing and all. Nah. But shout out to everybody that's been commenting and liking and subscribing. You know what I mean? We've been getting a lot of that lately. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all of y'all. And we back at it, man. What y'all want to talk about? What up, Spliff? How was your trip? How was your business? My man was in Michigan. You know what I'm saying? Got a body here.
I just got my phone back the other day from Michigan. Damn. I was out here for like a week without no phone. Michigan was cool. You feel me? It was lit. It's fuck Auburn Hills, man. Auburn Hills. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck that shit all the way. But
what you mean?
Pontiac was fire. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all the great people in Flint, Grand Rapids. I'm forgetting the blocks, man. I was out. You know, shout out to Michigan, man.
That's it.
Out to Michigan. Yeah, man, I fucked up.
Why?
It is what it is. I fucked up.
Fucked up as like
the side view. Could
have
made a better decision.
Nah, I fucked up the side view. Yeah. So right now they trying to fix the side view right now. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
That gets situated.
How does it look like? How is it looking?
So like the main view is perfect, and then the side view is too bright.
Can it be fixable?
Yeah, but it fucks up. I mean, it was shit. I was supposed to be more in control over there, and I was thinking about other shit, worried about this and that, and yeah, I fucked up the side view. Like I was worried if the mic was gonna be working because I didn't get to do the mic check. We were supposed to do like a check before the situation happened. Mm-hmm. We didn't get to do that. So someone that I thought was like in charge, I was like, yo, bro, like when y'all think y'all about to start, let me know 5 minutes ahead so I could call son, get this checked, and boom.
Mm-hmm.
Randomly, she goes, yeah, we're doing it right now. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck?
Oh,
I'm
like,
putting
down.
The shits on, recording, putting the mics on, hoping shit was it. And
right.
I didn't... Like with the camera, you know how there's the little hole you could just check, you know what I mean? I was post, I didn't check that shit for real, for real. Mm-hmm. So when I'm over here making sure, like, if it's focused and shit, I didn't really look at that shit OD and peep that it was off. Because usually, this was usually when I had the camera, the shit got like a red, like little outline shit or whatever, but it was like a yellow outline. Mm-hmm. So I had yellow, red. So I'm looking, I'm like, damn, this shit Gucci. That shit high. But I deadass was supposed to bring the ISO down a little bit on one of them because it was mad bright. So imagine like your shit sky blue and now it's like white.
Got you. Okay.
So I see it's what off you're like that. Yeah. So we gotta kind of fix the color shit.
Oh, so it's just like,
so more like contrast, soften and all that shit. More.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up because it's fucked up, bro. Shit's supposed to be A1, AK.
I feel you. Especially
yeah,
for,
pay for that.
For who
too,
you did it for and where all the shit that went down with it.
Damn.
That's nigga.
Hopefully, I get another chance. I fucked up the first chance. So, you know, my next opportunity is probably.
Gotta get it right, bro.
After the summer, yeah, probably. You feel me? Right, I gotta. Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah. How about you, Chun Chun? What up?
Could have been a star.
What's been going on with you?
Return of the Mac.
Oh shit. Yo, not the return of the Mac.
Oh shit.
But I honestly say that I was always a mature person, but my decisions now is a little bit more like, wow, I'm proud of myself.
Mm-hmm.
What are you giving a look for? You know, I really am because you know what? We talked about it before on one episode.
Return of the Mac.
Discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us are not equipped with it, and some of us are, you know. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I am in that category at this moment.
It's growing on you, discipline. You
it's
know what
growing.
Mean? That's what's up. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way in my life. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm getting more disciplined with shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Past couple weekends and this last week was good for me. Shout out to Dolly Tyson. We did the private screening for her documentary.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That shit went well, you know what I mean? Shout out to NWO Sparrow from NWO News. He popped up. Okay. Shout out to Arby and Bizzle with everything that he do. He popped up. Ebony J from Pain Into Purpose podcast. She popped up. La Diva and Dolly Tyson and her crew, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. It went well, you know what I mean? Everybody watched it. They gave a round of applause at the end. They gave their feedback and their thoughts about it, you know what I mean? We networked, chopped it up.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that. Then I went to go check Envious out at his showcase event. That shit was popping, you know what I mean? He do what he do. Shout out to Envious and his pops. I popped out. I went to go see Yetta perform last night at Chef Shell event. I've been outside. You know what I mean?
I've been outside
trying to network and trying to get back into the groove of things. You know what I mean? Right. You know my shit.
Yes,
you know what
definitely.
I mean? So I just been outside trying to get back to it. So shout out to everybody that I checked out. I even went to go check out Sosa at his event. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. Yeah, that's about it. You know what I mean? So that making me want to get back into the groove of that. You know what I mean, Spliff?
Right.
Start getting some events back in the under our waist and all that, you know what I mean? Get it popping with that, but I got a couple ideas that I want to do, so we're going to see what's popping with that. But other than that, man, just work and, you know, doing everything with the podcast and everything like that, but that's about it. So, shout out to everybody, man. What's good? What's important to y'all? What's not? What y'all want to talk about? Where y'all want to start, man? Rest in peace to Eric Mays. You know what I'm saying? That was that guy out there.
That name sounds familiar.
R.I.P. Virgil too, man.
Yeah, that's a fact. And Richard Lewis from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes.
Yeah, that's that guy.
Oh, Word to boy.
Yeah, he passed away.
Nah, Word about that scene, I was like, damn, gang.
Crazy, right?
Niggas is man.
But Eric Mays was a he was a congressional councilman in Michigan, in Detroit.
Oh yes, I need to. He looked like older guy. His mouth was slick.
Yeah, and he used to always.
Yes. He put anybody in their place.
We'll take a five minute break.
So I seen this shit when I was out there with some. They had us in the poster for some.
I won't know. Rest in peace to that face, man. That's that guy right there. He was out there tripping, fighting for us. You know what I'm saying? Screaming at the white folks.
Definitely was.
He always had a beef with this white chick. I think her name was Veronica or some shit like that. He was always going back and forth with her, bro. I stayed on TikTok watching his fucking clips, bro. But rest in peace to him. Like you said, Virgil from wrestling, you know what I mean? That's
WWE,
like a
WWE.
Yeah, WWF. 80s, 90s.
WWF.
You know what I mean? He used to be with the Million Dollar Man and all that. Richard Lewis, like I said, rest in peace to him as well, from Curb Your Enthusiasm. A couple people passed away. Rest in peace to them. But
yo, if you want to get a bonnet like this blue drone right here, you feel me? Snatched by Diva, you feel me?
Blue is fire, bro.
On the IGs, and you feel
that
me?
Royal type of
that royal blue, blue is fire, hell yeah.
Blue, I don't even know if there's some whole other blue, like, they give me like that French blue from like the 12s and all that. It's different, I ain't gonna hold you.
That's a fact, man. But, alright, let's get into it. Wendy Williams.
Damn, we're going there.
Diagnosed with dementia.
Frontotemporal
dementia and phasia. Diagnosed with phasia and frontal.
Some people say she lying about it.
Oh shit.
Nah. So, and I don't believe that shit. I was like, damn, like y'all have to go out and say it like that. Like, yeah. Jesus.
This is a person that was always on an opinion, standing on shit and all that, like. But now this she got dementia, like, you feel me? It fucks up the wave, like.
I think that's why you gonna hear certain shit, like what Chun Chun said. I'm hearing a lot of shit, like, just to use the word, a lot of disrespect towards her because, I guess, of how her career was. You know what I'm saying? We all know Wendy Williams' career was talking about gossiping and talking about
people. You have other people gossiping about people too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just that she just took it to a whole nother level, to the point where she just made money off the shit.
Yeah,
she, like, and she gravitated that customer base to come, you know, and really see her. She's given the gag. They're like, what? So I understand, but I wouldn't
have some compassion.
Yeah, like
for a human being.
And then people are like, "Well, fuck that bitch, took all that shit." Crazy. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like, yo, like either way, your mother, your grandmother, your aunt were talking shit about people, and they gotta be in that probably in that same state that she's gonna be in right now. If sometime, maybe not, might bite the bullet, dodge the bullet.
Yeah,
you know, but
and maybe what they was going through at the time. I wouldn't show those
things, and then it's like they unraveling and telling on people while filming the shit, like who didn't feed her, who didn't do this, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
did you watch it?
I watched some of it to the point where I couldn't just, you know, but I got the glimpses and glams of those parts I was talking about.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I couldn't.
I think it was only a 2-part series. Mm-mm. I think I watched like the first part, but like what you saying, like just seeing a person deteriorate like that, I just can't really watch it, you know what I mean? And then what you saying, everybody else like giving their negative take on it and shit like that, is like, damn, that shit is crazy to me, right? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just want to play devil's advocate. She was a hater too in her prime. You know what I'm saying? So you gonna get back what you was putting out there. You know what I mean? So I don't.
I know. I believe in the universe, and I believe in what you give out, you gonna get back. I do understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of us have done something that the universe had taught us a lesson.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that she just did it in a certain way. At the end of the day, nobody doesn't. It's her choice, or her team's choice, to record and make this documentary. Yeah, so she knew what was gonna happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got the whole world, like she said, she likes to entertain the world.
She ready to get back on TV.
Why is she ready to get back? And no one damn well she can't. So it's like, Yeah, I understand her frustration of, you know, just wanting to get back and feel normal, feel a part of society. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the fact that her marriage, like with her ex-husband, mm-hmm. That shit took a toll on her. Like,
yeah, that shit was a whole fucking situation. Cheated.
Yes, you done your shit. Yeah, but now I'm the one that's on TV being, you know, crucified and shit like that. So it's like, and then she loved this man down to his bathwater. Like, love this man. You know, and then this is what you go ahead and do to me? Like,
then now you got everybody like fighting for her estate.
Now she's taking drugs, you know. She's been doing it before, but it's now it's more excessive. Now it's just more like, all right, now she's drinking, you know. So then you know she had like, what is it? For her leg. I know what it is. I'm going to look it up right now. So, you know, and then she has that going on too. So
the thyroid? Like,
no,
lymphoma.
Is that when it swells up?
I wouldn't know. You know what I mean?
Let me see. Hold on. But yeah, I don't want to, you know, say shit like make it sound like I'm smart and shit. I'm gonna look it up right now. But yeah. So I do. I don't understand the drinking part and, you know, taking drugs to cope with your, you know, what you're going through, being depressed and stuff like that. But I do. I could guess. I could cope. I could have an understanding of. When you love someone, you're going through some shit and you just do some shit. You know, it's like, this is what's going to make me feel better. So I'm going to take more coke. I'm going to drink more. I'm going to, you know, so I could wake up and only see nighttime and go back to sleep again. I don't want to see daytime because it's not making me happy anymore because, you know, so I've been there, done that. You know, not the drug part, you know, yeah.
Yeah, she was numbing herself out.
But it's just, yeah, she wanted to, you know, but she still wanted to feel that she's a part of something. You know, she still wants people to know that she's still irrelevant, you know? And the scene where she was talking to her brother, mm-hmm. and then she ended up calling the husband instead. Like, thank you for being here, Kevin. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit just is this. It's just.
Yeah, it's crazy because she still look a little like. She know what she doing, but she just look out of it, you know what I'm saying? So. I don't know, man. I feel some sort of compassion towards her, like, you know what I mean? Like, damn. I just don't like seeing people.
That shit happened to Bruce Willis, too, bro.
Yeah, it's happening to him right now.
Niggas catch that dementia, bro. That shit ain't...
Yeah, that shit ain't nothing to fuck with, man. You start losing your memory and all that shit. That's a rap for that.
Just start wilding out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Shit ain't
that. But prayers to her, man. You know what I mean? I hope... I don't know. Is it something to like cure that or something like that, or you just right? It just
that shit just more.
That's
and more.
Something that happens in life, right?
Yes, lymphedema. That's what that is. Yeah.
It swells up your legs and mm-hmm. shit like that.
I like I said, I just look at everybody could be like, yeah, this is what she deserved. Yep, this is what she deserved. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like this, right? And not have to be so crucial about it or stuff like that. You have a group of people, the ones that this is what she deserved, this is what she deserved. When she does, you know, God forbid, pass away and everything like that, what are you going to say? The same thing? Yep, she deserved to be in the ground.
Like, damn.
Yep. Danny like, damn, she was a good woman. She was a this and that. So at the time that she's here and she's, you know, going through her shit, now... She probably didn't remember 2 minutes ago. You know what I'm saying? Because that's basically what it is. So it's like, so she's living for that actual moment.
Because even the scene when Black China came to see her.
Yeah, and you know.
It was just like, thank you. Like, that's what she kept
doing. Yeah, like not realizing what she's thanking for.
Yeah, like not notice. Like, damn, like that shit is like, you can't live in the present.
You can't,
because like literally what
she said to her probably, she didn't forget it. Yeah. That's what I said. Two minutes, she's going to forget what someone said.
Yeah, that shit is.
How old is Wendy? She like in her mid-50s after?
Mm-hmm.
She
like in her 60s? Early 50s, maybe.
Oh, man.
Praise to her. They keep showing her when she was 20 and all that. Shout to her.
prayers to Wendy, man. You know what I mean? Keep your head up.
Definitely.
Stay strong, you know what I mean? And keep going, man. What you want to talk about, Spliff?
Yo.
Mm-mm.
Hey, hey.
It's
the rap. Mr. 50 and Mr. 49 on the list that y'all had, you feel me? They you feel me?
Here we go.
They got a piece of the rock, you heard? I'm just saying.
All right, let me update you, too.
Okay, go ahead.
Mason Cam allegedly are buying whatever
the third share of Dame Dash.
Yeah,
is
whatever share that Dame Dash doubt. Has a reasonable doubt. Jay-Z's album. So Mason Cam allegedly bought it from Dame Dash.
Bow.
Thoughts?
That's good. Yeah, that's I chime in.
What you
ahead,
think?
Chum.
What you think?
Go ahead, because you already cheesing and shit. You ready? You rehearsed this like, shit. Go ahead.
I didn't rehearse it.
Go ahead.
Nah, I didn't rehearse.
Yes,
I'm
you
just
did.
Hype about this.
Go ahead.
You feel me? I'm just hype about it.
All right, one. You think it's true?
Absolutely.
All right. Oh, how you feel about it?
Wild comedy.
Because we know Cam and Jay, even though they say they not really beefing or whatever no more.
Cam and Mace never. Yeah, they never was really Jay-Z's bestest
yeah,
of friends.
Yeah, it's like competitive.
Yeah. So it's kind of, yeah, that shit.
So that's
kind
like
of
a
crazy.
One up. Like, nigga, I got part of your first album, your baby. Yeah. Yeah.
Spent a nice bread for that because Jay-Z offered Dame $1.5 million, I believe.
They probably didn't like, even. Nah. Just because they fuck with Dame, they probably didn't even have to give a nice piece. They probably
gave him a nice piece,
that
though.
Or.
Because, like, yo, here, Dame, you don't even really want to sell this, but you probably don't want to keep arguing with Jay about this, so.
I don't know how true it is until, you know what I mean, we see whatever happens with it, but I wouldn't be surprised if that shit is true. That shit is crazy to me, you know what I mean, but smart move by Cam and Mace, you know what I mean? That's a smart move by them. And that's why you see all this shit happening with masters and music right now. People that own their masters, they selling them shits to like music groups and shit like that. You know what I mean? But
Birdman hands you up.
Birdman hands.
Boy.
Oh my gosh.
What you think they gonna do with it? You think they gonna sell it to
like
him?
Like Cam said, gonna hold it down for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no rush. Hold this shit down for a little bit. Like I mean, said, it's about business.
Hov owned the other 2%, right?
Yeah, he bought the joint from Biggs, and he got his shit.
I think he'll eventually buy it from Cam and Mace.
So, me, they gonna buy it, right? What do you think they should do with it? Like,
that's a lit album. Like, it wasn't lit when it dropped.
It's a classic album.
Like, album-wise, but that shit, yeah, classic album.
Oh.
That shit got bangers on bangers on bangers.
So, it depends on what percentage you own of it, like, what exactly, you know, you gotta get the lingo, you know what I mean? Whatever mm-hmm. the paperwork is or whatever, right? So, you could do whatever you want to with whatever piece you got. So, let's say, you know, you saw Snoop, he owns 100% of Death Row now. So... Yes. Mm-hmm. He's dropping a lot of merch right now with it, you know what I mean? Like t-shirts and shit like that.
That's what I'm saying, but what would y'all want to see them, like, meaning that they got it, right? That's
yeah, yeah. Is.
What would you want them to see do with it? Like,
Snoop
is like an all around type of nigga. Like, he knows how to sell.
Yeah. Me personally, I think they should sell it to Jay. I think that's the best thing that they could do with it. Because I don't think with the percentage that they got, like I'm saying, there's much that you can do. You know what I mean? You can't release whatever songs. I don't think there's much that you could do with it. It's worth a lot because it's something that the person that did it is waiting for. He's been waiting for that. You know what I'm saying? So... You got a trump card right now, you know what I mean? So
that's the best wild card right now, Uno.
Yeah, you got a trump card right now. So whatever you want to do with it, you could do with it. For me, I think it is going to be like they're going to sell it back to him because Dame don't got the relationship with Jay-Z no more. Cam still talks to Jay. So maybe not on an everyday basis, but on a business note, they could talk. You know what I mean? So, see what happens. I know Spliff is thinking something more devious.
Nah, I'm not even thinking evil.
Print out the Reason to Doubt tees again. Put them shits out. That would be crazy if they do that. You know what I mean? But I don't think so.
I don't know. It's like really on the like really all around. That shit just looks like just a straight money move.
Yeah.
Someone wants to buy that. Someone wants to own that.
Jay.
And besides Jay, is probably mad people. You feel me? That might want to be on some Despicable Me shit and just be like, just I got it. Ha ha ha. You will never have it, Jay-Z. Ha. Like, I don't know.
That's crazy. I don't know. Shout out to Mazie King, you know what I mean?
Causing controversy, man.
That's a fact. Speak about controversies, man. Give me your thoughts. What up, Chuchun? P. Diddy? Meek Mill?
Yo, I don't like...
What's dude name that put out the lawsuit at first?
Academics got shit. Oh, the new dude.
He was like his, He worked
a fake son, but he worked with him, A&R
some shit. He put out a lawsuit on him. He said, yo, he played with my butt and all that, you know what I'm saying? Shit's crazy.
Alright. What's the taller one? The taller one? You know the tall light skin one? He was on Raising Kanan. The one that got shot in the studio. What's his name? Quincy something?
That guy, what happened?
No, his brother's the little one. Mm-hmm. That's the one who got touched up.
What? The recent one right now? Little something? What's his name? Little?
No. All right. Remember the Spanish dude that was messing with the Spanish girl and Luke killed him?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I'm talking about, Chum?
Yeah.
No, but okay.
Oh, Little Rod.
The light-skinned nigga?
This that guy.
Oh, they had somebody else too.
It's a lot of people coming out of Matrix. It's
a rough road for Diddy, right?
I didn't like what Academics did to Meek Mill.
What?
That word he switched his name up. Freak Mills. That was OD. That was mad OD.
Freak Mill?
Yeah.
They was wearing the same shirt in the picture and shit like that.
But now there's another thing that you have two minors. They reported
in the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nasty work in the studio with a 17-year-old. She's not even an artist most likely.
I feel like his life just went away in one day, and then it went again another day, and it's just that one day hit the internet.
That Cassie woo! Shit.
Everything's so
yeah,
wrong.
That Cassie
everything,
shit.
Yeah, like I
Lost Revolt.
I know his stomach is turning. Like he can't.
But I think that's how you know it's true. I don't want to sound like that. I told you I'm here to Power 2024.
When people say it's to the same
thing. No, when she comes out and says what she said, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like
before that, it's the same thing. What's been said? It's just no proof.
Now it's always been said. And when she said it, it felt like a volcano. It felt like an earthquake coming out. You know what I mean? Like, she just said that shit like, yeah, man, this nigga been wilding on some crazy shit. So, you know, when that floodgate opens, there's going to be a lot of people that's going to come out and say different shit.
Oh, man. But
the freak mill shit is crazy.
That's wild disrespectful, and your bro. Boy, you know you'll never say that boy, to him,
that,
bro.
That nigga DJ Academic said, yo, I told you. You gonna have to be the first rapper to prove it to me. I'll calling you out. I'll fight you. I said, oh shit.
That's why I'm like, nigga.
Ack is wild.
Wildin', bro.
He said, you pussy meek. I said, oh my god.
Calm down. Like, it's not that serious.
For real, I was looking at that shit crazy. Because, like, yo, bro, like, why you talking like that?
Saying that shit from your basement.
Like, you just got new shooters or something? What's going on?
That nigga got new money, nigga.
Talking crazy.
He might have new shooters. Who knows? But I'm just saying, I think that's clown shit. You know what I'm saying? You're not a street dude at all. And talking hot to somebody that really can't put themselves in that predicament, you're going to look like a tax stone or something like that right now if you do something to act. You know what I'm saying? So
I guess, you know, going back to it, like, then how does his family feel, his sons feel? You know, do people hang around them anymore like that? No, that your father play with the booty hole.
That nigga Diddy about to hit a
play with the booties.
He about to hit a Russell Simmons and go to Bali. Chill for like 2 years, you know what I'm saying? Come back outside. I don't know. Keep your head up, bro, because those type of allegations is different, and it's always the victim's story against yours. So
of course, yes, it's always like that.
Those millions that you had saved up and got, you got to spend those now for defense. You know what I mean? Like, I know you're just not gonna go out like that and just, you know what I mean? So
and what?
And just let the shit, whatever happens, happens, play out. I know you're gonna get a defense team together and do what you gotta do. So now you gotta spend that money that you made, you know? Billionaire Diddy. We got billions over here, baby.
Bad boy, huh?
Bad boy, that's a fact. Damn, bro. Doing a broadcast. She's like,
yo,
right now.
Yo, where you at? She hit up every app at once to find your ass.
Oh, what this nigga doing? 8 o'clock. This nigga not on my side. He ain't on this side.
She said Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Where you at? I'm like, damn. Nah, but.
I don't know what they're talking about.
But, yo, dodge it, did it, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. I don't know what else to say, you know what I'm saying? But what up, Chun Chun? Holla at us, man. What you been up to? What kind of adventures you been on lately?
Shout out to Rihanna.
Yes.
Wow, what's up? What she did?
Her performance was a little... Vocal-wise.
Where she performed that?
For a wedding. It was an Indian wedding. I'm not going to butcher their names, but husband...
That's that Indian money.
He's a billionaire. Family's... You know. But the husband, he has like this this therapeutic place for animals, but particularly for elephants. Elephants that are like... elephants that are like that's been like elephants that's been like have like arthritis,
wounded
right, so it's like heated, what, like the it's like an open area, but it's like a spa for like elephants. It's so fucking cool. I love elephants.
That's dope.
It's dope as fuck. But the water that they go in is heated, so it helps them with their walking, with, you know, and you know Indian, they cherish
the older them shit,
elephants and stuff. So it's wonderful. So she performed for that family. I'm not really...
That's my nice.
Thank you. I'm not really too how much they paid her. So I'm gonna say it's from 4 to 9 million to perform.
The boy.
Jesus.
The reason why they said that is because, you know, research. She wants to do a Fendi line in India. Oh, okay. So she's trying to, you know, more of a
population out. A network.
Right, yeah. Yes. So with everything that was going on, you know, thinking of it, right? Mm-hmm. When you do certain things, you gotta go buy that contract. So your contract is, she had Puma and all this stuff that's coming out. But remind you, she was pregnant, so maybe they kind of hold off on all of those stuff. So what I'm trying to say is, how did you have time to... I know she didn't really have that much time to rehearse, because you could hear it and you could see it. But all the stuff that she had lined up going on, being in the industry and doing this and doing that, when did you have time to rehearse and stuff like that? So but she did rehearse, again, but it wasn't... Huh?
She's pregnant right now, right?
That's what they're saying. But I don't know if she really is. You know, after having a second baby.
That's what I'm saying. That could be.
She looks nice.
Because she was pregnant during the Super Bowl performance last year, right?
Right.
So I think that's just what was hindering her performances right now. It just so happens every time she's performing, she's pregnant.
Well, no. Well, let's just say that, you know, she didn't snap back into the... gym as much as she wanted to, because she was so out, you know, but her body is
getting,
you know,
that.
But who knows? We don't know.
Getting that stamina, you know, but
she's itching. Yeah.
So Rihanna not, you know, one of those stand there and sing artists. She like moves around and stuff, right?
Yes, but you know, there's a certain way we know who Rihanna is, and we know the type of tone that she, you know, gave when she sung her songs.
Yeah.
Towards the end of her career, she sounded more better before in the beginning of her career. You know, she trained her voice and she kind of like grew into her accent and not trying to sound like American. Like, you know, and it works better for her.
Leave them over there.
Yeah, so, you know, I just feel like with the performance wise, I felt like it was good for that culture.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be too vulgar, you don't want to be too exposed and shit. So she had to, like, kind of, like, dance a certain way where it's not
appropriate
for the culture, yes. You know what I'm saying? Especially, so, you know, she got to be covered up.
So she don't be like Usher.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I respect it, and I feel like it's in the works that she's gonna be having another album. Yeah. You know, we'll see.
And she probably trying to get a flag store, a Fenty flag store over there. Probably.
I just said that.
Yeah. No, I know. Oh,
okay,
I'm
about to say this. You know what I'm saying? Make it seem like trying to jump in. Yeah, nigga, don't touch me either. Fuck you, both y'all. Fuck me. You got my motherfucking nerves. I can't stand these motherfuckers, man.
Burn, that nigga's better. Go right now. Yo, talk about performances. You seen that Umale shit? Umale story? When the went and danced on stage with the performer and he was in the crowd. She walked away from him and went and danced. Like a burlesque shit. They went behind the curtains. Yeah. So you saw like the shadows really big. Thick and all that. Son is like, yo, by the time she finished, he was like, broke up with her. The nigga Kassin that had him on his stream. He was like, yo, bro, she did you dirty.
I mean, okay, listen.
I'm gonna give you 20 racks right now. I said, oh, no, look.
Maybe if she would have turned to him and said, yo, can I go up? You know, give him a choice.
At least.
But you was thirsty, my nigga.
She didn't even look at that nigga. She said,
fuck. My shine, my time.
Then she get on her IG the next day, like, yo, you know, I just want to apologize to him. I ain't think that was going to be embarrassing like that.
Yeah, what? My nigga, you got ass out. My girl.
What? Obviously, you a fan of whatever artist was on stage. You know what he do. Y'all at his show. You know what he do, right? So, come on, man. You just went up there.
I would have turned to him and be like, yo, you want to... If he was like... the fun person, but yeah, go ahead, let me see your stupid ass how you look up there, you know what I'm saying? But you just straight, you then thought about the nigga after you did your segment. Yeah, no, we're not doing that.
She went on there and got crazy.
Oh, that memory's in his head. Oh, man, you never did that to me.
All over socials.
Yo.
What you doing, Spliff? You breaking up with her right there too?
At the moment, she looked naked. You left a memory in homeboy's head that he's never gonna forget.
Wait, that's next month. Them behind the girl. Then?
Yeah, bro, that's the artist performing behind her, bro.
You doing Usher moves on her?
Yeah, you can't do that, nigga. I mean, then again, some people Usher they get broken up too. Oops, they get broken up too. But
at least that's Usher.
I don't know who that was. Usher exactly. Could do it. Anybody else could do it.
Yeah, I'm an R&B singer. I'm doing it. Come here, man.
Yeah.
You at my show.
It brings more people to my next show. You know, I'm being talked about more. You know what I'm saying? What's up? What to do?
All right, until that baby father, husband, and one of them crazy niggas pull up like, yo, it's my girl, dog.
Niggas do be crashing out. Yo, what y'all think about this little trend thing that's going on right now on social media, the popping balloon shit?
What's that?
Well, you got the line of girls and a dude walks in and they got balloons and you pop it if you're not interested and keep it if you're interested.
Pass or smash.
Right?
It's pass or smash.
Bro. Yo, I can't stand these shows. Go ahead.
Yo, anyway, so, like, if you haven't, if y'all haven't.
Tell them why this shit is bullshit.
Yeah, if y'all haven't seen it, I think it's bullshit because I think when one person pops a balloon, nobody else thinks for themselves. They just be like,
next person.
Yeah, off the next person's move. You know what I mean? It's like, damn, you're not even giving the dude a chance to speak. Shorty said, I think you was too close to my height. He said, hold on. How tall are you? She said, I'm 5'2". He said, I'm 5'9" and a half, man.
How am I?
what we talking about right now? Shorty said, I ain't like that he had glasses. Nigga said, I can't see. Like, what you want me to do, bro? I don't understand. Shorty said, other joint said, yo, you talk like my brother. That nigga said, where you from? She said, I'm from Chicago. He said, I'm from Chicago too, so we maybe talk the same lingo, have the same accent. What are you?
These female, yo, let me. Yes. Someone was telling me today that a lot of guys now, this is going to tie into what we're talking about now, with the whole, you know.
Not thinking for yourself.
Nah, people just going off of image.
Yeah.
I want that girl because of her image. Not because of, you know, you got dumb bitch talking about you talking about my brother. Meanwhile, we in the same damn motherfucking state, bitch. You know what I'm saying? It just don't make sense.
Don't make sense.
So it's like, these things, is it like rehearsed? But then again, it's not. This is how people really think. This is how they really are. Like, you know, it just... I'm saddened.
Then you got the other one. I'm saddened. 20 women versus one man. Those shits be hilarious, bro. Like, I don't like to be the person that be like, yo, this generation, that generation. You know what I mean? I don't do generation shit. It's just that human being right there is like idiotic. And it just so happens that she's 25. Or he's 24. You know what I'm saying? Because dudes are retarded as well. You know what I'm saying? They be doing dumb shit too.
I mean...
That shit be funny as fuck.
Everything now is like... everything now is just like a...
reality show.
Yeah. Yeah, literally people, like, literally right now, you probably have people walking out, you know, thinking they're on their reality show and shit.
Everybody, like, you know what I'm saying? They think they're like, the star of the show.
Yeah, because, you know, they're known, they get a lot of likes, you know, a lot of people follow them and shit. It's like, all right, shit, bitch, I run this shit.
Shorty said,
you got
5'9", I'm 5'2", nigga, you too short for me.
Said, well, bitch, damn. What you want me to be? 5'1"? Yeah, the fuck? Like, yo, like... Oh, my
God. Y'all watch BMF? BMF back.
Sometimes.
All right, the new season came back.
Okay.
I ain't see it yet.
You ain't watch it yet?
How's the new season?
I'm about to spoil it for you, nigga, right now. Nah.
You can spoil it, because I'm the type of person where I'm visually, so you can tell me
things. I didn't like the last season too much. The last season had its parts to it. It had its scenes, you know what I mean? This season is just the first episode. The first episode was clean. It was clean. It was a good episode. You know, some niggas got popped. Niggas got hit, you know what I mean? Shit is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see where it goes this season, because they got Neo in it now. Huh? 2 Chainz is in it.
Neo?
Sweetie.
It's getting too
hip-hop. Who was the girl from last year? Miss Miami? What's her name?
No.
Young Miami?
Young Miami. Miami. Yeah. I'd rather really see regular...
I'm not
actors and actresses.
Yeah, I'm not mad at rappers going and doing all this shit.
Doll in the shit too.
Like, I feel like you're taking away from people who really want to be in the movie industry. Too. You know, you're taking away from them. Like, they could have had that role. You know,
because if you're gonna do it as a rapper, at least work at it. You know what I'm saying? Like Method Man. You know what I mean? Like, we saw him from How High to where he is now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Work on your craft, at least. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you ain't drop an album and, like...
These motherfuckers be sound like Hooked on Phonics when they be reading on this damn shit. That's why I'm really gonna be watching the BMF shit and all that shit, because it's like, the acting skills is not up to par to how I want it to be.
Yeah, man.
For them to go, you know, for me, like, okay, I'm gonna watch another scene.
But you would love to see somebody of that stature.
Yes,
you know what I'm
saying? Who's not a celebrity. Even if you... Let me take that back. Even if you are a celebrity... your acting skills is up to par, then yes, I watch it. But
like,
Miami,
even like, when like I know you shit, like Beyonce, just... like, did you like her as an actor? I'm just asking.
You see my face?
No, that obsessed about shit is that trash, right?
The chick.
Beyonce.
Camera, hip hop.
That's what I remember. The
Beyonce has.
The what? Oh, shit, I forgot.
The what?
That Karma, hip hop opera.
Karma.
Oh, you never watched
that movie?
It was like a hip hop opera. It was like
with Beyonce.
Yeah, it was like,
oh, see,
you gotta see that shit. BET movie.
You really can't skip that shit.
Yeah, nah, I'm not. No.
Remember that movie where they was cowgirls? Oh, Little Kim and
yes, I remember. Yeah,
Stacey Dash.
That was a while ago.
Was that Cowboys?
They was like Cowboys. They was like Cowboys.
Something like that.
You know me, I be thinking about BET movies.
Yeah, that's ratchet ass shit.
It'd be lit.
It was lit back then. I ain't gonna lie.
BET movies at a certain point was straight DVD movies you could get from the African nigga. Like, that's why you can't really support that.
Especially
shit.
Back in the days when we had VHSs and nigga had the bootleg VHS with the black VHS.
The best movies on BET are mad edited. That's why you be mad with BET.
The only thing I always remember.
Yeah, the words be off. DMX.
Crazy.
DMX.
Fucking scenes, mad block.
DMX. I don't know no Anita.
Yo, that pause is the worst.
Shout out to BET.
BET Uncut was lit. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. BET Uncut was lit.
BET Uncut, aka what? Tip Drill, and what's the other video that went on there, my nigga?
Right, it was some
that shit played Tip Drill forever after that shit
after
came 3 out.
3 a.m. Right? It was like
after
like
drop,
yeah,
we dropped Tip Drill twice.
Till Tip in the Basement came out.
Nah.
We about to get a
you, you woke up out of your sleep and you just see that shit like nigga.
BET Uncut was
swiping
the
credit card.
You don't know that
hold
place is not being.
Let me put something in your ear for probably for next episode, right? Let's say that you dealing with somebody.
Ooh.
And you don't have a kid, but she has a kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
She has two or three, you know. Spice it up.
Been there before.
Right. Little squad.
So.
Dang.
Let me put it to two. Let me not do too much. You don't have a kid, right? You meet this girl, and you want a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's selfish for someone to be with someone that has a kid, and a person that doesn't have a kid, but the conversation has been said that I don't want to have a kid.
The person that already got kids don't want
right.
to have a kid.
So, two things. If you told me that, or you told...
But I'm in love with you?
Nah, but you told me that you don't want to have a kid.
Yeah, but I'm in love with you.
He trying to get this...
No, I'm asking. No. Am I in love with you?
Are you?
I'm asking.
Y'all just dealing with each other. Folks.
No.
I'm
assuming, yeah, because... At this moment, if I'm feeling like I want a kid with you, I feel like I'm in love. Yeah, like, all right. But then you're...
Yeah. And she probably feels the same. I love you too, but...
But now listen. So two things, right? If you told me that you don't want to have a kid, right? I have the option to opt out because you don't want to have a kid. But my I want to have a kid. You're adamant about that. Now listen to this. This is all bitch off my coworker. We have a conversation. Now he said, "Well, what if you change his mind?" I said, I don't think I could change a man's mind. That's my gestures, what I do going forward, how I act or whatever might change his judgment to say, you know, maybe I do want to have a kid. You understand what I'm saying? But I can't, that's up to him. That's up to anybody, not just, you know, just that. So it's like, it kind of puts you in the bind to say, okay, some people, some men, like, yeah, I do want to have a kid. Just so it won't sound so like, no, I don't want to have a kid.
Mm. Oh, you talking? I know what you're saying, but
yeah, because it just kind of switched.
Yeah, no,
it's like two things.
Slightly.
Well, no. Yeah, because you said from the beginning that the dude want to have a kid. But
I was talking about y'all. Like, you want to have a kid, she doesn't want to have a kid, but I kind of flipped it to me to another guy. Same situation, just different species.
Yeah, I don't know. Species. I don't. It'll be like, damn, it hurts. You know what I'm saying? But we probably can't be together.
Right. So then,
or maybe like if, damn, but I do want my own. I don't mind being stepdad to your kids. We got kids already. We a family. Boom. We good. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But that's not really my blood, bro.
She tied them tubes
and
up.
And then a nigga like me, like in
shit
my
clippy.
But then a nigga like me in my situation, if I don't have no kids, like it literally be like done. You know what I mean?
Like, if you don't have any, right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I was saying like, you know. Two things I said, you can't change anybody's mind, that's up to them, you know? And I feel like, I think the relationship will be different after when you tell me no.
Can I have a whole pass? Can I go have a kid? And we still be together. Can I go have my own kid with somebody? Wait, do they have?
Some people do that.
Can I drop my sperm in the sperm bank and have a kid with somebody? But you don't get to know the kid and shit like that, right, in that situation, right?
No.
Well, it depends on the contract you signed.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I don't think
that shit is weird. Because
what if you find the mother that'd be like, yeah, he could meet his
Forget kid. All that shit. We didn't get that far. But I'm just saying, like, it's just...
I want a kid.
I
love you, though. I'm conflicted right now.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But I feel like some people just, you know, be like, yeah, I want to have a kid. Yeah, just so you won't sound so,
being real, some people might say, fuck it, I'm going to take their kids as my kids now. And you feel me on some vibe like that. And then some people might just say, like, I'm out of here.
You see that situation a lot. You see that situation a lot, man, where the kid... ask the step pops, be like, yo, can you really adopt me now? And you know what I mean? I'll really be your kid. And we see that situation a lot. You know what I mean? That there are men and women out there be like, yo, all right, you my kid. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but we didn't get that far.
I already gave you my answer. Like, I would just be conflicted, and me and my partner would just have to continue to have the conversation. And if it gets to a point where it's like, yeah, it's really like this wall right here that's not going to be moved. Like, I can't and I don't want to. You know what I'm saying? And I do and I want to. And we might have to make that hard decision. Like, I might have to try to go.
See, I feel like with you, how you're saying it is like y'all was like months in already. I'm talking about weeks. Like, because within weeks, you're going to be like, you know.
Oh, I'm out.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I'm out.
Right, okay, see?
Well, we had 2-3 days.
I'd be going all around the motherfucking block just to say one fucking sentence.
Yeah, I thought, you know what I mean? That's why earlier I was trying to get the details.
That's why I fuck with y'all, man. Y'all give me patience, man.
That's why earlier I was trying to get the details when I told you, just to say do this. I love her? I was trying to figure out where we at.
A lot of time, man. You got to just see, like, what it is. Because, like, y'all put a lot of time in.
Like, no fake.
But if it's a week or two in, it'd be like,
I still got shorty over here.
You all got options, right? I ain't got to stay here.
I got shorty waiting for me tonight, matter of fact.
See, I knew options was a true thing.
Nah, it is.
No, options is real. Yo, options is so real. All right, so peep, right?
Options.
Me being simple nigga them, right? I'm good with one person, talk to that one person, boom, boom, we dating. People will tell you, nigga, don't put all your baskets in that person. You feel me? You don't know if that person taking you serious.
See, Cole told me, that's my problem.
Cole had came to New York, last week, right? And he pulled up on me, right? And I told him something about, something that I'm going with, in this type of situation. Right. And he told me something like what you just said. And it's sticking in my brain. He like, don't feel like you owe people something, Notch. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because... whatever that situation was that made that situation happen, like, don't feel like what you're saying, don't put your eggs all in that basket. Mm-hmm. And not in a negative way, you know what I mean? Just think about it.
You know what? I do understand that. You don't want to, fuck up your whole peace and space you made for yourself and not just being with just one person. You know what I'm saying? You're not, I wouldn't say attached to one person, but you're, connected to this one person. A lot of people, I could say there's people out there that does do this or do this, is that, when they do find someone and they feel like, all right, okay, I can relate to you, we're compatible, all right, fuck all my hoes, bye, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, damn, and it doesn't work out.
If you wasted
and we fucked everywhere you over for goofy.
If you wasted my time and I got rid of my hoes, and you owe me some new.
Gonna be real, right? It's gonna be real.
Nah, you don't owe me the whole back. Cause I don't know what you gonna give me. Keep your shit. Yo, keep your shit, nigga.
Look,
we don't like that. We don't like it.
We gonna end
this. Us as niggas, if we put the basket in one female, get rid of our old joints. It's still gonna be more joints if I lose this joint.
Always,
you feel me?
It's more fishing.
I'm just saying. You know how you niggas that had 3-4 joints.
So you trying to say you want a whole new roster?
No, you want a whole new roster. He just That's saying, what I'm saying. You really just get saying, a whole new roster.
He just saying the pack could always get beat up. Yeah, because
you're going to be there talking about, yo, I got these joints. I don't want to give them up for this one no, thing. Right?
What
you
I'm gotta, saying, no.
You got to take the chance.
No, what I'm saying is.
You could let them saying. Go. You could let them go.
I see what
you're saying. If they want to come back, they'll call you. If they don't want to come back, they might be in some other situations. You can't hold people leashes. Oh, you might side forever. You got to relax.
Nah.
It's real shit.
No, it's not about... No, no. It's not about the... It's not about...
I'm here with you.
It is about the whole, you know, damn... You know what I think it is? It is. It's the lonely...
The part of you being self by yourself?
A lot of people don't master that.
People don't master that.
No. People do master it, but right after a breakup, you're not gonna master that shit. You're not a fucking monk, nigga. It's gonna take you some time right to detach yourself
to some dumb shit,
right? And then you just go back to whatever yourself. But with anything, not with just people, sometimes you gotta detach yourself from shit, you know, to get back on the path that you're supposed to be on some sensei shit. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
On some real like reality,
what
Meek, right?
Like what Meek Mill said. He said, you know, even like if you went in jail, you got a celly.
Yo, he about to get your
back. He leave the cell. That's like you feel like you like your bitch left you. Like what?
I just say that. I just say it as of
me got you.
When you're messing with, when you're dealing with someone. I wouldn't say messing with someone. When you're dealing with someone, and you disconnect yourself from everyone. That's what it's not about. You know, I just said the whole thing.
Friends,
it's
family,
with, yeah, like you know what I'm saying. And people that you did kind of mess with, exes and all
side
that.
Pieces.
You disconnect yourself because you honestly thought that damn. I could fuck with this person. And this
down.
Is the only person that I could fuck with. I don't need nobody
it's
else.
It's going down.
You know what I'm saying? So down. when we do decide to cut everybody off, we feel bad for ourselves because it's like, damn, like we allow this to happen because of someone we like.
Sometimes y'all don't let certain people go away like that.
Yeah,
not on no crazy stalking shit, but some of your friends that y'all just walk away from, go back to your friend, B.
Yo, what we doing?
Check on each other, you feel me?
What we doing? March 22nd is the anniversary of the pod.
March 22nd?
Mm-hmm. It's March 3rd.
I'm not even gonna lie.
That's 6 years done going into seven.
Damn.
Yo, let's
we'll talk about it when it happens.
And do something great on April.
Cause your B-Day.
I'm just saying to give it time. Cause
yo, I'm gonna end the pod like this, right? We started this shit March of 2018, right?
Go ahead.
We on episode 300 and whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Cardi B dropped her first album, April of 2018. She still hasn't dropped another album.
Who?
Cardi B.
She's dropping one. Is she coming out one?
I don't know.
Is this her one that's, or this is a single that she came out with?
I think she just dropped that Bongo single.
Yeah.
I feel like she's making an album.
Let's see.
Might be.
We've been waiting since 2019.
But her first album made hits. Like, it's still.
High fire.
Yeah.
She still get rotation. She still on tour.
She get at least 1.5 million views
she get
from her
shit.
Old music, her videos and everything.
She get all that shit because she Cardi B.
Yeah, she listen. Come on now.
She's scared to drop music right now.
But see,
is she scared?
This is one thing.
I don't think she's scared.
No. She's nervous. I don't think she's. It's more because you understand. If you ever heard how she speaks, she's always very precise about her work. She's very serious about her work. She doesn't play about that. Like the visual, the sound, everything got because she's
big Bronx.
She doesn't want nobody to judge
Queen
her. Like
city,
damn,
girl.
I feel like Cardi B.
You know, so it's just,
I'm calling you out.
I fuck with her so much.
I'm calling you out so you can come outside.
Cardi B, I like her.
You good. Take your time,
like
buddy.
Her.
We in March, man. Breaking Buzz about to come soon. You know what I mean? Season 2, man. Vibe Source, you know what I mean? Shout out to Choon Choon, Spliffin' Bars. Make sure y'all sign up to their joints, you know what I mean? Subscribe
shit
to
on
their
the tools,
YouTubes, you know what I mean? And we about to get up out of here. If you made it to this point of the pod, you know what I mean? Like, comment, subscribe. Leave a smiling emoji in the comments, you know what I mean? And we about to get up out of here, man. We see y'all soon.
Episodes.
And y'all already know how we do. For Spliff, for Choon Choon, it's D-Rica Hippie, and we about to get up out of here.
Out.
Trouble song, there's a tux, no cummerbund. Stephen made the beat, so you know I get a drummer song.